hermaphrodite has both organs, but he would have a male and female. I don't think he's that. I think sometimes he acts like a guy and he acts like a girl.
Who are you talking about?
What? Oh, that was good. As opposed to the old routine, your mic is on. You think I'm dumb enough to fall for that? No. Oh, let's all sing, shall we, with those blues on the radio? That's right. Come on, ladies and gentlemen in the audience.
I'm not afraid.
Oh, yeah.
This rover. All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks.
That's right.
It's showtime.
Hold them. Hold your ears. Hold your nose. Hold your privates. It's showtime. Big finish. Thank you, Lee Sherwood, for introducing me to this song many years ago. That was our theme song long before we came here, long before I ever met you guys.
Somebody put a picture of you, and I believe it's Lee Sherwood.
With a KUSA race car?
Yes.
He sent it to me.
On Facebook, yeah.
I can't believe it. I have not seen, I don't know if I've ever seen that picture.
You have some nice looking socks on that.
Well, I sure do, buddy. And the old short,
up real high.
Short type tennis shorts.
Yes.
That's the kind that Jimmy Connors used to wear.
Both of you do.
Those were the white socks, too, with the
stripes.
Colored bands on the top of it.
Easy, buddy. I still wear those socks. Okay? I still like white socks. I still like white tennis shoes. But I can't find them. What are you laughing at? What's wrong with white tennis shoes? If I don't know.
Nobody under 89 should wear white tennis shoes.
Well,
I tried telling my dad that.
I'll tell you this. If all of a sudden, pick somebody who's hip and cool. Bruno Mars. Pick somebody else who's cool. Justin Timberlake. If somebody got a shot of him playing tennis and had on white socks and white shoes, guess what would happen? Everybody would start wearing them. People do what other people do.
I think Justin does wear white tennis shoes sometimes.
Actually, he does.
Yeah.
But he needs to wear them more so that we can all be accepted when we wear them. But that's what happens. People are, they're such followers. Yeah, they do it. Ooh, that's cool, so I'll do it.
Not you.
I'm going to wear my cap backwards because 6 million other dudes wear their cap backwards. Never. I've never worn my cap backwards or sideways. The bill goes in the front. So there you go. Good afternoon, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this, the 11th. Oh, good grief. You know what it is? It's 1-1-1-1-7. And what I like is that there are people right now who are going, what was it? I don't get
what
that.
Was that.
Why did they? That's what's so great about it. We don't even know.
No.
It doesn't mean anything. It just means it's, you know, January 11th, 2017, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I gave him too much lead in.
Oh, yeah.
No way he could have messed that up. And how are you two of my friends doing today?
Oh, just
fabulous.
Are you?
Yeah.
I started filling out an application for, I must hate to say this, because when I say this, this just reeks of being old.
A Walmart greeter?
No. Yeah. No, that's coming. That's coming. It's a pension that I will draw from, I love to say this, the Screen Actors Guild. Yeah. And so, you know, I call, which is a big ordeal because you call New York and then you get some idiot on the phone. So they sent the stuff and they, you know, fill this out. And then in it they said, oh, and include when you return this, a copy of your marriage license. I've told you before, we've never seen our marriage license since, I guess, we brought it home after we got it. And then put it somewhere. We have no idea where it is. So I found out how to get a copy. And what's interesting is you can do almost anything online. You can get a copy of your personal property tax receipt. You can do anything. You can't get your marriage license online. You can get it through the mail or walk down to Clayton and get it.
Yeah.
So
you can get a birth certificate too in like 5 minutes.
It's $9. Oh, and I'm when I'm on hold listening to all the recording options, they go through all the fees for stuff. And folks, if you're thinking about getting married, you need to know the marriage license fee today is $48.
What?
That's a pretty hefty price. You may rethink that marriage thing.
Yep.
Copy is $9.
Greatest money ever spent.
Got that right. $9 for the copy.
Well, for a lifetime of happiness, $48, please sign me up.
For a lifetime of happiness and sex whenever you want it.
Sign me up.
So here's the deal. They want both your names, and they and in this letter, this request, you have to state, I would like a certified copy of my marriage license. My name is, boom, my wife's maiden name, blah, blah. Here, then the date of the wedding ceremony.
Whoa.
And then a check for $9, a self-addressed, stamped return envelope, and they'll send you, within a couple of weeks, your marriage license. So I'm kind of anxious to see it. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe I'm hoping it'll come back with a big void stamp on it.
Yeah.
You know, that, and we never realized we weren't...
The wrong name.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, wouldn't that sort of make it null and void?
Yeah.
If it was misprinted?
Yeah.
They misspelled our names or something?
Hey,
we're not really married. I'm not married. I'm not Frank Pinata. Somebody else. Before we get to the Burke segment, this I know better than this. Every once in a while, before I speak, I think, you know what? In my head, I'm thinking, if you do this, you're going to get some negative feedback. I can't help this.
And then when you say it, when you actually blurt it out and say, I know better than this, and then you still say it.
I'm going to say it anyway, because I believe almost everybody will agree with me. I heard the guy on Just Before Us, I can never remember his name, and he's talking to an attorney.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. And they're talking about trying to determine, I guess, how much money should be given Michael Brown's family, should be given to his family. And to do it, they need to try to figure out what he would have earned had he not been shot. His earning. Is this a joke?
Was he working at the time?
I have no idea.
I
don't even care. This has to be a joke.
Oh, I think it's...
Are you kidding me? That they're considering paying Michael Brown's family?
For what? Everything was determined that...
That doesn't seem to matter, Dan.
That Darren Wilson...
Doesn't seem to matter.
Was...
None of it seems to matter. There are all kinds of other things we could throw out here, but it doesn't matter. Why don't we figure out what we owe Dylan Roof's family? This is the kid who just got sentenced to death because he killed 9 black people in a church. Let's pay his family. Holy mackerel. Because we're going to kill him. That's the good news. Got the death penalty. So I don't, I'm just very confused by that. I just don't understand paying the family of somebody who was trying to kill somebody else. I don't get it.
I don't think he had a job at the time. So how
be
would
careful.
You, how I know, but how would you determine? Well, he was in. Was he in high school still?
I have no idea.
I don't know what the deal
know.
Was.
But we're going to drop that. We're going to drop it. But okay. Speaking of Dylan Roof, I have to make sure that people know that real evil does exist. And I've saved a newspaper clipping, and I also printed out what I read this morning. Dylan Roof, if you don't know, is the little piece of crap who went into that black Baptist church. It was in Charleston, South Carolina. And he killed 9 people after they welcomed him in and allowed him to sit with them in Bible study. Well, for you folks who don't like the death penalty, if ever anybody should have been put to death, it's this guy. Here's what Dylan Roof said. He wrote this after he was apprehended. He says, I'd like to make it crystal clear that I do not regret what I did. I'm not sorry. I've not shed a tear for the innocent people I killed. I have shed a tear of self-pity for myself. I feel pity that I had to do what I did in the first place. See, he feels like he had to kill those people. He had no choice. Now, this is what they found written 6 weeks in his jail cell, 6 weeks after his rampage at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston. He's 22 years old. He said after the shooting that he intended to start a race war, and he served as his own attorney. He's one of those knuckleheads.
Oh, yeah.
He joins this little group of parishioners, waits till they bow their heads to pray. Then he pulls out his gun and starts killing people. And here's the part I didn't know till today. Just a couple of other facts. It was a 45-minute Bible study. So he sat there for 45 minutes. You remember at the time it happened, they said that he made a statement that he felt so bad he almost wasn't able to do it because they were so nice to him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then I heard during, you know, the testimony for his trial that he said he doesn't regret anything.
I just read that.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. That's why it's...
He said, I want to make it clear, I'm not sorry.
Conflicting.
Well, all he said was it was tougher to do than he thought it would do because they were so nice. He still did it. So he killed... While their eyes were closed for final prayer, he fired 77 shots. He hit each of these people at least five times. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Three people survived. There were 12 people, 9 dead, 3 survived. He told one of them, I'm sparing your life so you can tell the world that I'm killing these people because I hate black people. That's what he tells one of them. I'm going to let you live so you can tell everybody. What a completely deranged lunatic. So you need to know. Oh, and like Timothy McVeigh or all these other real dangerous nuts, when they moved him around through this whole thing, they had a bulletproof vest on him. We've talked about this before. And armed guards walking into the car. Why? Why is that a law? Why do we have to protect a piece of crap like this and put a vest on it? What if somebody took a shot at it?
Well,
especially
someone, and I know what the laws are, but especially someone that you're going to put to death.
Exactly. Yeah, We're just saving money.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is. It's not a law. We need to dig into that. Why do we protect? And I mean, it's the kind of protection you give... A famous celebrity or
a dignitary or something like that.
Bulletproof vest and an armored vehicle. Nah, we don't need to do that. Anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. I would like to introduce Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have just one thing, and hopefully today, news-wise, has been kind of crazy. But this is just a good news story that
I think we could all enjoy this.
I think we could all use. There is a French restaurant in Cleveland, Ohio that opened a few years ago, 2013. And it's the only high-end restaurant in the United States where ex-offenders make up the majority of the staff. This guy, the owner... started this because he said he was a reckless teenager, and he said one night I was arrested, thrown in jail. He said, fortunately, I had a judge who gave me a break instead of 10 years in prison. So while on probation, I met a chef who mentored me, and once I was in the kitchen, I knew that's where I belonged for the rest of my life. So since he had that experience, he's had over 200-plus people, ex-offenders, that have gone through his... I guess he has like a 6-month rotation where he rotates people in and out and trains them how to cook and things like that. And not one of them has reoffended while during.
Wow.
Yeah. And over
a lot of ex-cons become cooks. What's that about?
I don't know. Maybe it's one of the easier positions to get with a record.
And they just had a story on the news that cooks around the country are very tough to find now. More and more people are not getting into the restaurant business, are getting into cooking.
Well, I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
So, yeah, not one has reoffended. Over 90% find permanent employment after their 6-month thing he puts them through. He does 40 to 50 hours of training each week with them for 6 months. They receive a payment for their services. as well as a portion of donations left by diners in lieu of tips.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I just thought that was a pretty neat thing. That,
well, for people listening who've never seen it, you guys, if you've never seen it, it's a great romantic, I guess, comedy. Frankie and Johnny with Al Pacino. Did you ever see that?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's fantastic. He's an ex-con, and he becomes a cook.
Now, I'm just getting warmed up.
That's right. And he gets a job as a short-order cook, and then he falls in love with a waitress there. I can't remember who plays the waitress, Holly Hunter or somebody, Deborah Winger, I don't know. But it's really a good movie. Al Pacino, Frankie and Johnny.
Where is this?
This is in Cleveland, no, Ohio. The name of the place is Edwin's. So if anybody in the Cleveland, Ohio area wants to
let me check and see if I'm going to
patronize that establishment.
Yeah.
No,
there you go.
And not only that, he raised over $1 million, too, to purchase and renovate three dilapidated buildings to house the guys while they go through the thing.
Wow.
I just thought that was a good story.
His
name? Brandon Krastowski.
I wonder what the percentage of ex-cons who are given a job end up making the employer sorry, doing something stupid, stealing from them.
It probably all depends on
the kind of job.
Yeah, and the crime,
exactly.
Too. And the crime that they
committed.
That was all I had, though.
Anything, Dan? Anything?
I do have one thing. The weather people right now on every one of the stations have everyone scared to death.
No kidding.
For this weekend.
My daughter's supposed to drive in from Kansas City, and I'm going to call her tonight and go. She has three appointments, a dentist, Ballast Dental Care, free plug, and a couple other appointments, doctor's appointment. I'm going to tell her, I know it's a pain, but you got to move these. I can't imagine. And look, we don't know. It could be a false alarm. It could be like the warnings about the Pope and nobody showed up. It's all a matter of two or 3 degrees weather-wise, one way or the other.
Exactly.
Because it's on the fence in terms of whether it's going to freeze or not.
Yeah, and they said, like, tomorrow night, late, and going into Friday. And then they said freezing rain pretty much all day on Friday.
Oh, boy.
And most of the day on Saturday.
Not good.
But the temperature, from what I saw, is supposed to be like in the mid-30s on Saturday. So I can't imagine. I know MoDOT is going to be out in full force because, you know, they don't want another nightmare like they dealt with that one Friday right before Christmas,
right.
Where it took people 7 hours to get home and everything else. But they did say that on the news that we could have a repeat of evening rush hour like that on Friday, which I don't know. It's just... You're right, though. It's 1 degree either way. But I just can't imagine with it being that warm out like that, that the roads...
Yeah, but if they're off by 2 or 3 degrees, it'll make all the difference.
Oh,
that mid-30s thing, that's a tough one.
Yeah. And then with Mike Evans getting a notification from American Airlines.
See, I think that's rare. When an airline tells you as you're booking tickets, you might not want to do this. That's pretty.
And I'll change your flight free of charge.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. So they must be pretty convinced it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I know. And they're saying like a quarter inch or something like that of
ice. I hope they're wrong.
I completely hope they're wrong. I would rather have snow than ice because ice, you just can't maneuver or do anything on it.
No.
Orthopedic surgeons will be happy. Because they'll have everybody in with broken arms and legs and whatever else.
But yep. Anything else?
That's it.
Let's close it. Burke's segment is officially closed. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll take a couple phone calls maybe. And the news, big news just came out that now added to the endangered species list for the first time, the bumblebee.
Really?
I got to tell you something. When I was a kid, and even still, if I saw a bumblebee, because a bumblebee was big and fat, big, fat, yellow, and black, three times the size of any other bee. So I just assume three times the pain, three times the sting, and I ran from bumblebees. I'd see a bumblebee, and I just go like you are about birds. I don't want that thing. Right? They're beautiful, though.
Do they sting?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Do the bumblebees make honey and pollinate things?
I don't think so.
I assume they pollinate
I don't think they make honey.
Now, what's the difference? I probably have to ask somebody that knows something about bugs. The difference between a bumblebee because and a carpenter bee. I don't know if they're the same bee or if it's a different type of bee, and they look very similar.
If you get near a carpenter bee and put your ear close to it, you'll hear, "We've only just begun."
Oh.
That's a carpenter.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have you ever seen what a carpenter bee can do to, like, a deck or something?
Oh, they
bore little holes in there, and then
it's
they
like
go in and lay their eggs.
Got a hold of it.
Yeah.
There were 28 bumblebees at one time. 28 states. Not 28 bumblebees, not very many. 28 states. Now it's down to 13 states that have bumblebees.
What in the heck's happening?
And once
it's
again,
the rusty patch bumblebee,
that's
too.
It.
That's the problem, too. There are so many different species of...
Well, I think that's the most common. That's the one we see. But here's the deal. So what? What if we didn't have any bumblebees? Is it the end of the world? I mean, really?
Oh, yes.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah, I think of the pollination and all that.
To help with the... Yes. I mean, that's how a
lot
of our food is grown.
So we won't be okay with just all the other bees? We lose the bumblebee, we're screwed? How about all the states that don't have any bumblebees? They're okay.
That's a different question. But, yeah, because I see here it's one of 47... The rusty patch one is just one of 47.
That sounds dirty, doesn't it? Rusty patch.
Yeah.
One of 47 bumblebee species in North America. So they're.
I guess I.
But
need
I,
to
I
go
think
get,
in it when
it.
Any of them get put on the, and I think when they do that, it's just to raise more awareness.
What if one little particular bird became extinct? I don't even know.
That's fine.
I know what's fine with you. I can't think of even a particular kind of bird. Robin, a lark. One of them, would it really be the end of the world? I guess they all have a job and they all have something they do. And I always said this about snakes. What if, because look, you go to Hawaii, I think, doesn't have one single snake in all of Hawaii. There are no snakes. So if there were no, and they're fine, they didn't collapse or implode. I think we could get by with no snakes. Well, they eat mice. Something else will eat the mice. Maybe.
That's weird.
Let something else eat them. Cats eat them or something. Well, that's weird. If they don't have any
snakes. I think birds help with seeds, too, where they'll pick up seeds and carry them and help further plant.
Now, I like...
I wonder what snakes really do, and except for the they eat mice and rats argument. All right, what else? Anything? Nothing?
No,
anybody?
I think
no.
Snakes are probably just pest control, yeah. I mean, but you don't know if all snakes go away, how those pests would run rampant, though.
You know why I think there are still snakes? Because God wants to remind us about the evils of women.
Of Adam
Remember
and Eve?
It wasn't the serpent and the apple. Remember And I think a snake... We're supposed to occasionally see a snake, and that's supposed to be a reminder. Watch out for that woman in your life. Mm-hmm. She'll tempt you and taunt you. Don't give in.
And a
I think
snake,
that's why. Yeah, and apples. I think that's why they're still apples.
And a snake to some women are also is a, also a like another term or another.
What the world
am I looking for a body part on a man?
Well, I don't think that's true at all. I don't believe I've ever had a woman say, "Let's see your snake."
Oh.
No.
Really?
Nobody knows what you're even talking about. You've got a weird mind.
I do.
Now we're taking a break. MD Health and Wellness, I couldn't be happier with what you folks have done, meaning your response to MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. I don't even remember when I went in there for the first. It was 8 months ago, probably, because I was already thin and really good looking when we had our golf tournament in September. So, I mean, it's, like 7-8 months ago. I went in there, a big fat guy. I walked in, a fat man, to MD Health and Wellness. And I don't remember exactly what I said. Something like, "Hey, I'm fat. Can you help me?" I knew they could. That's why I went there. And they did help me, and they've helped a whole bunch of you. I told you, after 4 weeks, we quadrupled their patient list at MD Health and Wellness. That tells me that there are a lot of people who are 25, 30, 40, 50, 60 more, maybe pounds overweight, and don't want to be. You don't want the great big... You know, you're tired of shopping at the fat guy store. I'll tell you one of the things I found. I'd go to a clothing store or the clothing section, and I'd rifle through the pants on the rack, and they ended at 38.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
And I thought, crap, I need 40 or 42. I'm sorry, we don't carry those sizes. And then they never really said, go to the Fat Man store. But it was kind of tough sometimes. Belts, same thing. Because a belt, ladies, if you don't know this, if a guy wears a 38 waist pants, your belt has to be 40. I don't get that. Why don't they just make the belt, you know, the same as the pants? But they don't. You have to get the next 2 inches above whatever size pants you wear. That means that for 44 pants, I needed a 46 belt. Yeah. Couldn't find it.
It's a lot of leather.
It sure is, Dan. Now I only need a 38 or a 40 because I'm in 36 to 38 pants, thanks to MD Health and Wellness. All I'm asking you to do, folks, is go to their website. That would be the first thing I would do if I were you. It's MDHealthWellness.com, and you'll see what they do. What they do is they have this tremendous HCG program. It's called Dr. Emma's HCG program. It's well known all over the country. Dr. Oz has done a thing on it. I don't like that guy, but he did spotlight this. It's an injection of HCG, which your body makes naturally, but you lose it, like a lot of things when you get older, and it burns, helps you burn fat instead of muscle. And then it's supplemented usually with an appetite suppressant. And the bottom line is this, it's just a kickstart, a way to jump this weight loss thing that you couldn't do on your own. At least I haven't ever been able to. So that first month, you lose enough weight that you want to keep going. And you sort of then just make yourself cut the calories down. That really is what it ends up being. It's just reduce the calories. They also work with people who have low T. Men, you lose testosterone after 40, 45 years of age. You'll see, unless you're already there. And type 2 diabetes, bad thing to have, and you don't necessarily have to have it. It is reversible in many cases. They work with people on that all the time, too. It's MD Health and Wellness. If you can't remember the name of the website, you can remember frankopinion.com. And if you go there and hit sponsors, there they are with all their other great advertisers, MD Health and Wellness.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Of an accident on Watson and Wilson. They just cleared that stall that was on southbound 270 at Gravois. Now, traffic is stop and go because of that from 40 all the way through Highway 44. Westbound 44, the two right lanes are stacking up Lindbergh down through Highway 270. Northbound 55, we have a slowdown just off the 44 ramp up to the Poplar Street Bridge, and it looks like westbound 40 is just a little bit slow, Hampton to Tam. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything your business needs to be organized this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, storage bins. Resolve to get organized and visit staples.com for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang weekdays from 3 to 6. McGraw Millhaven here. Don't forget to tune in to my Average Morning Show in the morning right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks for calling Somabiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Somabiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Somabiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Somabiotics, call 1-800-700-2321. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2321. That's 1-800-700-2321. 1-800-700-2321.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time she says,
"Let's build a fire,"
go out to the wood pile, bring them the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that!
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood. But unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it. While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
pile. Ah! You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center. And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off. What a concept.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the yellow pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Are you planning on building a home, remodeling your kitchen, or simply replacing your home appliances? How about Bosch appliances at The Appliance Discounters? These Bosch designs include convection ovens with side swing oven doors, induction cooktops, and for healthy cooking, check out the steam ovens. Right now, receive 10% back when you purchase three or more Bosch appliances at The Appliance Discounters. On top of that, when you purchase the extremely efficient and quiet Bosch dishwasher, The Appliance Discounters will pay for the installation. That's another $150 savings. Shop any of our six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The government is back to their same old bag of tricks with even more changes to Social Security in 2017. Learn how much it's going to cost you this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
All right, well, I do a bit of business. Feel free to call if you like. Most cell phones, you can just call star KTRS. Other phones or other cell phones, 314-969-KTRS. KTRS is 5877 or 888-550-KTRS. And I also have a great story about a dating site. I don't know how many dating sites there are, but there must be a couple of hundred. And then there's especially, you know, eHarmony, of course, Match.com.
There's a Farmers one, yeah.
Farmers Only, where farm people go and meet other farm people. I have a great story, and then I have a great idea. I've had a whole lot of great ideas in my life. I've never done anything with any of them. Never, you know, you have the idea, and that's as far as it goes, because you have no idea how to turn it into anything. So I'll share that with you. And it came out of reading this story. But first, First Community Credit Union. A big thank you to them for a couple of things. One, providing me with a terrific place to bank for the last several years. Two, giving us a rock-solid partner and sponsor for the yard sale on Saturday morning. They came along 3 or 4 years ago and were asked if they'd like to sponsor 3 months. They said, sure. And they liked it, and they said, we'll sponsor the next quarter. And then they did the next quarter, and then it was a year, and then they did the next year and the next year. The only reason they did that, I'm sure, is because they got great response from it. People saying, I love the yard sale, thank you for sponsoring it. So they're still the sponsor, and certainly you can still thank them and tell them how much you like it. You'll also probably want to thank them for, I don't know, just the way they do business once you become a customer or member and do your banking there. And again, why wouldn't you at least consider this? Because not only are you not losing anything, look, where you do your banking, who cares? You probably don't even care. You just do it there. Join us. Do your banking at First Community Credit Union, all of it, business or personal. 43 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. So here's the deal. There's a site called Plenty of Fish, as in, there are plenty of fish in the sea. Heard that before? Like, especially, right. And they always seem to say it to women. If they lose a guy, oh, it's okay. There's other fish. Plenty of fish in the sea. So Plenty of Fish is a website. And now, see, all the people calling, I asked them to call while I was doing the commercial, and they didn't do it. Now they're calling, so now I got to wait for my story. This woman tells a reporter that out in L.A., she meets this guy on Plenty of Fish. He says his name is Paul Gonzalez. And, you know, things went well, and they hit it off, so they agree to meet for dinner. They go to Morton's. Well, I've only been to Morton's twice in my life. It's a steakhouse. Not inexpensive. They go to Morton's in L.A., and they have, she says, several glasses of wine, and they're chatting. Everything is going great, and he says he has to step outside to make a phone call, and he never comes back.
Oh.
And she's stuck with $163.
Oh, wow.
And then you find out this guy has done this many times. This is actually, I'm not condoning it.
Just for a free meal.
For a big, nice free meal.
Wow.
Because he only hits it off with women who seem to frequent, you know, the high-end places.
Yeah.
Morton, sure, I like Morton's, so they go there. So she's forced to pay out of pocket. And then she goes online and starts telling this story, and all these other women go, hey, I met that guy. She goes on that site, Plenty of Fish, and tells a story, and all these other women say, yeah, he did that to me. One woman said that her bill was also well over $100, and in that case, he said he had to go to the bathroom, and he never came back.
Oh, man.
So I have an idea. We'll get to the calls here in a second. I have an idea for a website. Now think about this. There are, like I said, probably 100 for a single guy. There's even a cheating site. Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison is a cheater site. This is not a joke. You go there to have an affair with somebody, and the person you're connecting with is also married. They want to have an affair. I'm assuming it's, I'm sure that sometimes there's a single guy that gets a married woman. He says he's married. But what about this? Here's my idea. Fidelity.com. And it's a site where we test the strength of our fidelity. You meet hot chicks and see if you cannot do it with them.
Oh.
I'm serious.
All right.
It's a test. It's a test of how strong your marital bonds are.
Hmm.
So let's say I get online and I meet Jennifer. And I like her. I see pictures, big boobs, really pretty. We go to lunch. The goal is to just go to lunch and not do anything.
But what's in it for her?
Same thing. She's testing her fidelity.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. And then when you walk away from it, you feel really good. You go, wow, she was hot. I didn't do it with her.
Huh.
I'm telling you, fidelity.com. Somebody will steal it. Let's go to the phones. Rich, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm having a really good day. I hope you are, too. What can we do for you?
What I was going to tell you was, Dan was talking that Dandy Inn's closing, but I know you spent some time in the Metro East.
Yep, lots of time.
Fisher's is closing.
Wait, Fisher's is closed or is closing?
It's closing February 15th, Fisher's Restaurant.
Oh, my goodness, that's huge.
It's been there 80 years.
And you obviously know I work there.
Yeah, I think I remember you saying something.
I was a busboy there at Fisher's.
Wow.
Oh, this is a big deal. This is in Belleville. This is in Belleville on, help me out here, Rich. It's on East Main or something, right?
West Main.
West Main, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's right, West Main. And there's there used to be a motel next door. I don't know if that may be long.
It's still there, but Lindenwood College took over the old Belleville West, and they bought it, and they're using it as a dorm right now.
Okay. Wow, I'm glad you told me. That is big news. And when I was there, they were famous for two things, pizza and fried chicken.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same. And Kenny Fisher, the owner, he died last year. And
I worked for Kenny, and I worked for his brother Dave.
Right. And so his daughters took over, and I think they're just having a lot of, you know, I mean, maybe it's just not making as much money as they need to. But
I understand.
I always joke that the average age of the people eating there now is dead, you know.
Hey, that's my line. I used that. I said one time the average age of the audience at the other AM station is deceased.
He stole it from you.
He did. Hey, I'm, thank you for telling me that.
Okay, take care.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I was a gold jacket. I had a busboy jacket. And didn't actually wait tables, but I was a really good busboy until the one day that I quit. I actually, it's a couple of stories I'll share with you sometime. Let me talk to John. John, how are you?
Hello?
John, how are you?
Hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can we do for you?
Could I ask you a question about a computer? I have a computer question.
Oh, sure. I'm a computer expert. What's the question?
Well, that's what I thought. I have two antiviruses on my computer. I have Advest, and I also have McAfee.
Uh-huh.
Does it hurt or slow down the computer to have two antiviruses
on
there?
They'll end up fighting each other. You need to get rid of one of them.
Yeah, that's, Jose has told us that before.
Mm-hmm. I believe this call was for me.
Oh, Frank, go ahead.
John, I'm sorry for the rudeness of Dan.
I understand. You've got a problem there. I understand.
I do, and I'll be happy to answer it for you. They fight each other, and you need to get rid of one of them.
Oh,
okay.
Now, McAfee is, you have to pay for McAfee, and
Avast
is free.
I got McAfee on here. I haven't paid anything for it. I thought it was free.
At some point, it'll expire, and you have to renew. You don't need it. Get rid of it. Or also, there's AVG. AVG is also free. Any one of those, okay?
Okay, yeah, I'll just leave the Avast on there.
There you go.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
All right, John. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Well, obviously, John has listened and knows that I know everything about computers.
Oh, yeah.
He picked up on that. He probably heard Jose's segment and thought, Frank knows more about this than Jose does. That's very interesting to me. I guess he thinks he probably heard, maybe he's not a regular listener, he heard Monday, and he thinks that we, I don't know.
And you'd have to ask Jose, too, but the McAfee, I guess, if you haven't paid for it, it's inactive, and it's probably not scanning your computer.
No, he thinks it's active because it's still on there, and the icon is still there.
Yeah.
But if you haven't repaid the fee, it's not doing anything.
But I think it's still loaded in your computer, so that will free up space if you get rid of it.
No need to have it there.
No.
All right. I looked at Amini's most recent email, and there was, I thought, well, I'll share some of this. There's so much on there, I can't share it with you. You have to go to the website. Go to aminis.com, A-M-I-N-I-S, and take a look at some of the stuff they have on sale. Now, if you've never been in there, I don't know what else to tell you. What's the matter with you? I don't understand it. You'll have to tell me why you've never been. If you say, well, I've never been to Chesterfield Valley, then go there just to go to Amini's. And I'm not kidding. There aren't but a couple of places that I would say, well, more than a couple, you would make Chesterfield Valley your destination just because of these, say, four or five places. Other than that, people go down to Chesterfield Valley for one thing, and then they go, while they're there, they see all this other stuff. And let's go down here. Let's go to this mall, that mall. Hey, Amini's alone is enough reason to go to Chesterfield Valley. Now, it's down in the valley. Valley so low, hang your head over. Hear the wind blow. The reason I did that, I got an email. Frank, haven't heard you sing down in the valley lately. Would you please do it and change it up a little bit?
Wow.
There you go.
Who wrote
change
that?
Cheryl Buttmanner.
Buttmanner?
Buttmanner. B-U-T-T-M-A-N-E-R. Maybe Buttmanner.
Wow.
Cheryl, there you are. From Shoveltown, Cheryl lives in. It is. You need no other reason to go to Chesterfield Valley than Amini's. And you can't. Nobody's ever said, well, I couldn't find it. It looks like a, I don't know, it's a dome. It could be an arena football league place to play or a skating place. It's sizable. And you'll see why when you get in there, because they sell some things that are pretty big. Pool tables are pretty big. Shuffleboard tables are long. They need a lot of space. Wait till you see the area rugs. Hand-knotted, handmade area rug and machine-made. All beautiful and spectacular. More of them than you've ever seen anywhere. And prices that you haven't seen anywhere. And then there are the games, and there's the furniture. My goodness, furniture you've never seen anywhere else, because no furniture store would sell it. They'd go out of business if they just sold that. It's not inexpensive. It is the finest furniture made in the world. And patio furniture, same thing. No junk. That's their number one category, patio furniture. You say, patio furniture, it's cold. It's not going to be cold forever. So already stick that in your head now. You should already have that in your mind. Aminis. A-M-I-N-I-S. And please go to the website. Better just go to the store. But if you want to go to the site first, it's A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com.
Meet me.
Wow, Cheryl Buttmeaner. How would you like to go through life with that name? Here's Tim Weiland with traffic. Tim?
All right, Dan. This accident I misheard earlier, it was at Clarkson and Wilson, and I'm looking at Clarkson right now. You're backed up almost all the way to Highway 40. Southbound 270 now has stop-and-go pockets from Page down through Doherty Ferry. It's slow areas from that point through Tesson Ferry. We have southbound 141 slow now south of Graboid Bluffs through Highway 21. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your business needs to be organized this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Resolve to get organized and visit Staples.com for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care. Dot com. Denny's.